This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Cheryl Kovalik and Julia King. I can tell I already mispronounced your name, Cheryl. It's the last name, too. It's just...
It's okay.
They're here from the League of Women Voters, and we're talking about Votes for Women, A History of the Suffrage Movement. It's going to be presented at the Conway Public Library this coming Tuesday, 6 o'clock in the evening. And you can find more information at any time by going to lwvnh.org. And then go into the Mount Washington Valley section of that website. That's lwvnh.org. Thank you both for joining me. Well,
thanks for having us.
Very excited about this. This is actually the centennial anniversary this year of women's suffrage.
It is. Technically, the 2020 is the actual centennial, but we start the celebration now because we're leading up to it, and we had this opportunity to bring in a great presenter, Liz Tentarelli, who is the president of the New Hampshire League of Women Voters and has been there for 4.5 years. She is a really great presenter and made this opportunity available to us, so we thought we'd bring her in and use it as a kickoff.
Liz will be going around the state to various communities and doing this presentation. Actually, the 19th Amendment was passed by Congress in 1919, but it took until the winter of 2020 for it to be ratified by the majority of states. That was actually done by a young man by the name of Harry Byrne, who was a freshman legislator in the Tennessee legislature. And as he went off to vote that day, he knew he was going to break a tie one way or the other. So his mom said, do the right thing.
And he did.
So they knew at that point, they were like, these people are in this camp, these people in this camp. And then everybody's watching him to see what he was going to
yeah.
do.
So wow. A lot of pressure on him.
That close, huh?
And he was a very young man. You know,
it's probably one of the first recorded situations where one vote really does make a difference. When you talk to folks, they say, my vote doesn't count a lot. And it does. So when things this important can be, you know, get a yay or a nay by just a single vote, it's a big deal.
Mm. It's a cumulative effect in general, but in this particular instance, it really was that one swing vote that decided the issue. If you're just tuning in, it's the League of Women Voters. We're talking about Votes for Women, A History of the Suffrage Movement. It's a presentation happening at the Conway Public Library, Tuesday, 6 o'clock in the evening. For more information anytime, go to lwvnh.org. That's lwvnh.org. There is a Mount Washington Valley section of the website. A lot of people may or may not know, but suffrage as a word means the ability to vote, because I've definitely seen the online interviews where people don't know the meaning of that word. So for those who don't know, that's the meaning. And speaking of which, Cheryl, you brought up the voter turnout as a topic. And I do want to mention that this is something that America has a low voter turnout statistically, and this is something that the League of Women Voters is trying to boost.
Yes, one of our missions is to encourage voter education. We're committed to voter service, which is making sure people know how to register, where they go to do that, doing candidate forums. We did one last year. We're kind of young here in the Valley. We've been around just over a year, a year and a half. But those are some of the things we focus on, which is making sure everyone knows who their representatives are, what their representatives are working on. We did a roundtable visitation with Meet Your Legislators, and the candidate forum was very successful. And if folks who attended that, Liz Tentarelli was the moderator, also the speaker for this upcoming event that we're talking about today. And Julie, you have some notes there that pertain to the kinds of questions that her presentation's going to answer.
Yes. Well, some of the issues that she will be addressing, and this has a slideshow as well as text. Want to find out who the main players were, what were the main issues, and what were the big obstacles? Why was it so hard for women to gain the right to vote when they had had it originally, and when the country was originally put together? And race plays a big role, and states' rights plays a big role. That's why Harry Byrne ended up being the hero of this story, because Tennessee was the swing state, and he was the swing vote. And oddly enough, it could be that the suffrage movement benefited from World War I. So you've got to come to the presentation to find out the answers to all these questions.
And as a history geek, I know the western states of the United States played a big role in getting that ball rolling, because as they went out to the frontier, women had a lot of rights that they didn't necessarily have in the more eastern urban areas that had been lost over time.
Well, actually, there was an organization called the National Women's Suffrage Association, and around in the 1890s, they decided to change their strategy, and so they went state by state instead of trying to get something passed in the federal legislature. And so they were able to get Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and Idaho, so women in those states. And you're exactly right, Tony. In the territories, women had the right to vote. But, of course, black women were not included in all of this, so there was another fight for that. And
that's covered in the presentation?
Yes. Yeah.
There you go. It's League of Women Voters. They have Votes for Women, A History of the Suffrage Movement at the Conway Public Library this coming Tuesday, 6 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information anytime by going to lwvnh.org. That's lwvnh.org. Go to the Mount Washington Valley section of the website. Cheryl, you look like you're biting at the bit to get something out, so I'm going to let you say whatever you're thinking.
No, I just think it's going to be a great opportunity. We've had bits and pieces of it throughout most of our education, little pieces of the history, but this is a consolidated version of what happened with suffrage and how we need to see it going forward and why we need to protect it.
And I'm a huge history geek, so I love like back in the 1860s and moving forward, you got to see the women coming out with the Declaration of Independence, only it was reworded to be about women's rights and things like that. That was Susan B. Anthony, I think. So you have all that sort of stuff leading into this whole movement. And it's just even going back even further, Abigail Adams being one of the first women advocates for the founding fathers. And just a really rich history that isn't as often and focused on, and it's your chance to see it at Votes for Women, A History of the Suffrage Movement. That's going to be at the Conway Public Library this coming Tuesday, 6 o'clock in the evening. And any final thoughts before we go, Cheryl or Julia?
I just would add, when it comes to voter education, we're very big into voter registration, and it looks like we're going to be able to participate at Kennett High School in getting students who will be 18 by the time of the next election, get them signed up, get them going.
All right. So it's League of Women Voters and their upcoming presentation at the Conway Public Library this Tuesday, 6 o'clock. Votes for Women, A History of the Suffrage Movement. For more information about the league or this event, go to lwvnh.org, and they have a little Mount Washington Valley section of the website just for our little area. Cheryl and Julia, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for the commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.